Next speaker, please.
I'm Brian Bishop. I'm from Exeter. And I have a question for the governor and for Ms. Gist. And I hope you'll understand that I ask hard questions with a Sisyphistic intent, which is to say, not to push the boulder back at you, but hopefully to help gain more adherence to the cause. And I certainly support, you'll forgive the pun, the gist of your remarks, but I did take exception to the characterization of Rhode Island as violating civil rights of any of its citizens in regards to education. I mean, this is a fair, with modest exception, this is a white bread audience, and I certainly appreciate that it's appropriate to challenge people here to embrace the larger social contract in the state. But I think that the specific characterization is of the sort that has Ms. Sotomayor on the ropes at this moment over remarks of convenience that were intended, I think, not to speak to a legal specificity. So I think that's a very unfair and unwise characterization of the current situation on education. And Governor, yours is shorter and simpler, and I see you moving to answer. And that is simply, I dissent possibly from the idea that our first line of defense on immigration enforcement should be businesses. I wonder why you haven't, as a part of your order, asked that the state social service agencies employ E-Verify in the administration of social services.
We're just going to have to completely disagree about that, because I think that the rights of regardless of the color of one's skin or their family's background, the rights of children, including the civil rights of children all across the state, are being violated. So we've made improvement, but we're not educating children to the level that they deserve. And so we're just going to have to disagree about that.
That's unfortunate.
I think, Brian, we are, in answer to your question, all of under the federal guidelines as well as the state, if you are an illegal immigrant, you are not entitled to Medicaid funding of any type. When I came in, believe me, it was a sin. I understand. We have been, and that's understood. We have completely reorganized the Department of Human Services, new leadership team there, and that is one of the things that they have really concentrated on. Second part, there's some things that that's federal money. It's like a state money. And one of the things was an element in the budget where it said anything that you could save money. If you remember, the issue was children. Children on right care, particularly children who were here illegally, or their parents were illegal, and they put it that way, on right care. And that was a tough issue for the General Assembly. I feel I'm trying to be consistent. They chose to leave some of these children covered and it's state money that's supporting them. But everywhere we are going, we're trying, and E-Verify is only a piece of it. We've been doing the law enforcement, as you know, all the things we're doing. The ACI, they just did an agreement with ICE, because what I found is people who were illegally convicted served time, paroled back into the community. I said, wait a minute. Doesn't everybody have a phone? Can we call ICE and let them know that this is somebody who's committed a crime, have served time, and they're here illegally? And there's a program, and we've done that. And we're also trying to get law enforcement, both local and the state police, what's called 287G for the state police, but begin to make the process, because we've had some horrific cases here of crimes, serious crimes being committed. And I just feel like those need to be dealt with. And the way you deal with that is make sure you get the process all in place and that you're coordinating with the Immigration Service and doing that. But we're going at it, Brian, and everywhere. Now, are the people sliding through, or is the legislature agreeing to keep some people on? I can do nothing about that.